I've got a question here for you, Chris, that came in from Jeff Fazzies, who says, why is an electric kettle so noisy?
Ah, yes, my kettle is no exception. And the reason that kettles are noisy, they make that sort of thumping and bashing noise as they boil, and then the noise intensifies as they warm up, and then it goes silent as they boil. It's because of the way that the heat is being transferred into the water. So you have an electric element inside the kettle. A high current is passing through that element, which makes it get hot. The heat from the element is therefore transferred by convection and conduction locally onto the water molecules around the element. They then get excited and get hot, so you have a bubble of hot water around the element which tries to expand, and it also floats upwards away from the element because, of course, warm things rise. But as it rises, of course, it loses its heat again to all of the surrounding water. So this bubble of water and water vapour collapses in on itself very quickly, and that's cavitation, and you get a shocking, a sort of knocking noise. And so those thumps that you hear and the sort of hissing that you hear is the water vapour bubbles collapsing on themselves and emitting some sound waves. That's what I'm saying.
Essentially, the bubbles, the water's boiling, forming little bubbles of steam, and as they rise up into cooler water, they shrink and collapse and then smash into each one another and make lots of noise. So it goes cooler once the bubbles get, it gets a lot quieter once the bubbles get all the way up to the surface and they stop cavitating, is that right?
It makes more noise, I think, when I have less water, because I try and have as little as I need for a cup of tea, obviously covering the element, but not lots more to save on energy. And I think that's noisier.
It could be that there's a bigger resonant cavity inside the kettle because the bubble makes a sort of note inside the kettle. And if you've got lots of free space, then that the air will help to move around and bounce the sound around inside the kettle like an echo chamber. So that might be why you're hearing more sound. That's probably what's going on.